In steps 6 and 7, we now begin probably the scariest and yet the most beautiful process of recovery of life. In the 6th and 7th step, we now give ourselves permission to go back, to grieve, and to experience, to release, and to let go. And primarily the purpose of these 2 steps is to heal the little child within us. Remember what I talked about when I shared with you the process of our little child. So many of us, as a result of our dysfunctionalities, as a result of our families, so many of us have experienced that little child of terror or grief, the little child of hurt and pain. So many of us have experienced that beautiful little kid inside of us that has been stifled and burned out. Now we have to begin to go back and look at that little child, embrace it, heal it, and release all of that pain and all that struggle that goes on inside of it. Notice how this process works and why we develop this process primarily for codependence. Remember that process of recovery and why we now look at this in step 6 and 7. The 6th step tells us to get in touch with our defects of character. The 6th step tells us to be able to look at and go back and look at those areas of our life, those patterns, those ways in which we look at life through a sense of dysfunctionality. Now, as we begin to experience this, all of a sudden, we begin to develop the process of change. In life, there is a very special process we now share with you. And we take care of this process in the 6th step. That's why steps 6 and 7 are the crossroad steps, the steps that really bring us into the depth of our recovery. And so many people in recovery get scared of these steps because now we have to go back. Now we have to heal. But notice how the philosophy works. Before we actually go back and begin the healing process, we actually have you develop a positive concept of yourself first. Secondly, we have you inventory and develop and reconstruct and work inside of yourself to build levels of trust, to build support systems, and to build foundations. What's so important about this process is that as we build these foundations, all of a sudden, we begin to build a change process inside of us. In each of our lives, each of us must experience every day the most beautiful process of life. It's called the grief loss separation process. No matter who you are, you always experience it. It is the key, it is the most beautiful part of life. You see, as you begin to experience any growth process in life, try to understand that we are always in change. We are always growing. We're always in flux. What that means is that part of us every day is dying, and part of us every day is being born. There is a beautiful philosophy to the 6th and 7th step, and that philosophy is called the death-life philosophy. Now, it's amazing when we look at ourselves, and we look at ourselves as human beings especially. There's one thing that is definite about each and every one of us, the moment we come into this world and the moment that we are born. It is definite that each of us one day will die. That is a reality. That is real. And so many of us are scared to death of the most basic reality of life. The one thing we spend our whole entire life trying to avoid is the reality of our death. And yet, what does nature, what does the higher power, what does the universe, what does energy teach us day in and day out by the experiences and the aspects of life? Realize that tomorrow is not yet here. And yesterday, guess what? It's over. It's a death process.